844-272-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Scripture reading this morning will be coming out of Genesis. First, giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and those that are visiting with us, if there be any, and to those that are listening by radio, and those that are watching by internet. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Genesis, the 24th chapter. Genesis, the 24th chapter, verse 62 through 67. Genesis, the 24th chapter, verses 62 through 67. And when you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. And Isaac came from the way of the whale, Leharu, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camel were coming. And Rachel lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto her servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use a topic this morning, a love story on Valentine's Day.
Amen.
A love story on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Last week, we spoke on the topic, "Where is the love?" And this love was found in God. For God is love. And we saw that love revealed in his Son, Jesus Christ, who came in the fullness of time to demonstrate the love of God the Father.
Yeah.
I want to begin our message this morning with a story. Around the year 250 AD, there lived a priest by the name of Valentine.
Yeah.
He lived in Rome during the reign of Emperor Claudius, who was committed to rebuilding the once great Roman army. But Claudius believed that men would fight more valiantly if they volunteered for service rather than being drafted against their will. But given a choice, most young men in the Roman Empire refused to serve. They would rather stay home with their wives and children than go into battle. We are told that Claudius came to believe that Only single men would volunteer for service. So he issued a royal decree that banned all further marriages. He actually outlawed weddings in the Roman Empire, earning himself the nickname Claudius the Cruel. Valentine thought it was ridiculous. And one of his favorite duties as a priest was to marry people. So after Emperor Claudius passed this law, Valentine secretly continued performing marriage ceremonies. He would whisper the words of the ceremony while listening for soldiers on the steps outside. One night, Valentine didn't hear the footsteps at his door. The couple he was marrying escaped, but he was caught. He was jailed and sentenced to death. Valentine tried to stay cheerful. Many of the young couples he had married came to visit him in jail. They threw flowers and notes up to his window. They wanted him to know that they too believed in love and marriage. One day, the daughter of one of the prison guards paid Valentine a visit. They sat and they talked for hours. Over time, they grew very fond of each other. And on the day Valentine was executed, he left her a note thanking her for her friendship and loyalty. He signed it, "Love, Your Valentine." That note started the custom of exchanging love notes on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
All right.
It was written on the day he died, February 14, 269 AD, a day set aside in honor of a man who gave his life because he believed in the splendor and the sacredness of marriage. My brothers and sisters, there was a man who came into this world and gave his life for love. The only begotten Son of God showed us the way to get to the Father's house. My brothers and sisters, not too many people believe in that anymore. We have in this country 50% of our marriages fail in the United States. We need to understand that love, my brothers and sisters, is a commitment. And a commitment is a promise. It is a pledge. It is an obligation to someone who we say we love. I shared last week in a message that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And it was God who made a love commitment. It was God who made a promise. It was God who made a pledge and an obligation to you and me. And that commitment, my brothers and sisters, is still in effect today. It's covering us even as we sit, even in the midst of a virus, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of a worldly situation, even in the midst of cold weather. God says, my commitment and my love is still committed to you. There's an interesting love story and courtship in the 24th chapter of Genesis. First, we see Abraham in preparing for the future. Secondly, we see Eleazar in carrying out, who was Abraham's trusted servant.
Yeah.
Thirdly, we see God in performing all of the things that occurred. And fourth, we see Rebecca in responding to all of the things that would happen in her young life.
Yeah.
So let's see. First, we see Sarah, who was Abraham's wife. And Sarah had died, and Abraham is very old at this point in our story.
Yeah.
At this point, Abraham is about 140 years of age. Abraham's desire was now, due to his age, was to arrange for his servant to find Isaac a wife. Isaac, we are told, is around the age of 40, which is not really old, but he's about 40 years old. And if there is to be a continuation of the nation of Israel, Isaac has to find a wife. If there is to be a continuation of the species, the population, man has to procreate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so in order for the promise, in order for the lineage, in order for the name to continue on, Isaac needed to find a wife.
Yes, yes.
For God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. And the servant we see here, who is Eleazar, goes to a place called Haran to find Rebecca.
Yes,
and arrange for her to return to marry Isaac. The story, my brothers and sisters, constitute the bulk of this particular chapter.
Yes, yes, yes,
sir.
What happened at the conclusion attracts our attention. Mm-hmm. It is when Isaac and Rebecca meet for the first time. You know, there's something called that first love.
Yeah.
And I can honestly tell you that first love can be enduring, but it can also be hurtful if you can't. You can't eat, you can't sleep, and you lose weight. But there was something unique that happened in that first love, that first time that they met. For it says in Genesis 24, verses 62 through 67, it states, "And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahairoth, for he dwelled in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the eventime, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camel were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto her servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?
Yeah.
And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things."
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.